text for today is taken from the Gospel. It's part of verse 48 and 49. You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. Words. Only words, right? No one really listens to words anymore, do they? Do you really believe that when you or I preach from a pulpit, people are actually going to pay attention to our words? Well, yes, we do believe that people are going to pay attention. Do you and I believe that the words we use will have an impact on the hearts and minds of the hearers? We had better say yes, or what are we doing here? Caiaphas spouted his words in a fashion that was, to say the least, not very cautious or foresighted. Caiaphas had little idea what the impact of his words would have on people, at least their long-range impact. Caiaphas had little to do with this. He just believed that his words would cause the death of one man and that this would save a nation. Boy, did he ever sell his words short. God had other ideas. God was going to use those words of Caiaphas for a higher purpose, a purpose that was only clear to God at that time. Now, as preachers and future preachers, you and I are able to learn a lot from this verse. Words do make a difference in the life of people. Words are able to turn a young person's mind away from committing suicide. Words are able to turn a young girl's thoughts away from killing the baby that's inside her womb. Words are able to move people to give of their time, their talents, and their treasure for God's work of spreading His gift of salvation. Words are more than just a way to stand up to entertain and amuse people for 15 to 20 minutes or less. When you and I stand in a pulpit, the realization that people's lives are on the line needs to be in the forefront of our mind. People will perish without the words of Christ. Their sinful hearts and minds will remain unchanged. Now, I've said this more than once, both here on campus and elsewhere. It's nothing new. Many others have said it also. But when a doctor loses a patient, he or she only loses a body. But when a pastor loses a person to unbelief, he loses a body and soul. Words do have meaning. Don't let anybody ever tell you any different. Those of us who are ready to take that first call know that the time is near when we will stand in a pulpit like this one and speak words to God's people, hoping and praying that they are the right words. And after we've done our best to speak God's words to His people, we then have to go home and live with what we've said. It will not be easy to live with the words we say sometimes. I can foresee a time in my own ministry when I will go home and cry because I'm convinced I didn't give my sermon everything I had. Remember, every soul that sits in the pews is our responsibility. Treat every word that you speak as if it is the last word they will ever hear. Which is why we'll preach in such a way to make sure that the last word they hear is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news that one man, namely Jesus Christ, died for them. We will have the opportunity to make the Word made flesh real and alive and meaningful in their lives. Because when people know that Jesus spilled his blood for them, when they hear from us how the blood flowed from his brow, from his back, from his hands and feet, and from his side, so that they do not perish but have everlasting life, then they've heard God's last and best word. But at the same time, we preach to ourselves. We'll hear and see that even when we don't get the message across the way we should, God still uses our words to feed his people. We all know that there will be times when we fail to do our best. But when that happens, we bring our failures to the foot of the cross. For there at the foot of the cross, the blood of the Lamb washes away our failures too, granting us the strength to go out and use God's word against the old evil foe. You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. Caiaphas never completely understood those words. But you and I do. By the power of the Holy Spirit, those words mean eternal life to whomever we preach it.